Washington State Parks Department commissioners want to involve the Yakima Nation in the reinterpretation of Fort Simcoe Historical State Park's history. NWPB's Johanna Bejarano reports a new tribal relations director would be a key player in the process.
The subject of Fort Simcoe Park historical interpretation reemerged a few weeks ago after a King 5 News report on the demands for Yakima tribal members to include the boarding school's dark history in official narratives. But that discussion has been ongoing since July, said Washington State Parks Department Commission Chair Mark Brown during a regular meeting last month.
We would reach out to the Yakimas to find out whether they would like us to change the narrative there, or do we defer to them to tell that story, but enter into a collaboration with them regarding that question.
Arlen Washins is the Yakima Nation Deputy Director for the Department of Human Services. He says he talked with Washington State Park Area Manager John Ernster about the land history, and the conversation will continue.
It was one of our main areas that we congregated and lived during certain months of the year. That's the story that I told, and that's the story the state parks manager wants to tell as well.
In an email, Amanda McCarthy, the Parks Department Communications Director, wrote the department intends to hire its first tribal relations director. She also says a meeting with tribal representatives is scheduled for next spring. I'm Johanna Bejarano.